We'll get started.
If this goes well, but it's about this time, I could volunteer to give a little shear then, right?
Okay, great, great. This is a really excellent topic for Shmuz.
Yeah,
on,
it sounds like.
You know, on a halakhic level. A lot of it begins with the Taz. But first, I guess we'll, before we get to the Taz, which is more or less the third source, let's first look at Chumash and Rashi, and then see what comment, you know, how the comment of the Taz connects to the Shulchan Aruch. So, of course, the Pasuk of Sfiris Omer here in Parshas Emor, it says, "Svartim lachem imochas haShabbos miyom haviachem es Omer atnufa sheva Shabbosos tmimos tiyena." And Rashi says, "Tmimos tiyena milamed shemaschil umone miba'erev." No, you shouldn't start counting in the morning. Shim lokein, if you count in the morning, einon tmimos. You won't be counting the entire day. So we clearly see that the word tmimos indicates that the entire day should be counted. Now, where does the Taz, where does his comment come from? So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Tzadi Dalid, which is called Seder Tfilas Chag HaShavuos, the Mechaber doesn't seem to be sensitive to any particular problems as to when we should start Tfilah on Chag HaShavuos. He says, V'yom Chamishim L'Sfiris HaOmer Chag Shavuos, and then he goes on to tell you what the Seder HaTfilah is. And it's the Taz who seems to be picking up on this whole issue. He says that we should be me'achrin. Do you see where he says me'achrin lahaschil arvis? We should delay arvis, which is sort of antithetical to what we're familiar with in general. You know, we never want to delay arvis. He says b'knisas shavuos. So he indicates it's a separate halacha with regard to Shavuos. And he says, why? Why do we want to delay Arvis on Leil HaShavuos? Kidei sheyiyu yimei asfira tmimos.
And for some reason, it's not as much of an issue this year, right? Because it's Motzei Shabbos, but in other years...
Let's just think about what you're saying. It would not be such an issue. Why? Because in general, we want to keep Shabbos a little bit later. So we're not going to. Although theoretically, since you're going from one Isur Melach to another,
it's okay, right?
It might be okay if not for this problem of Sfira to daven Ma'ariv early and be Mekabel Shabbos. But in any event, he says Ma'achrin.
But it doesn't sound like it would be about, like we daven Ma'ariv early here every night, and then we just can't Sfira later.
Oh, excellent. That's going to be a major issue here. What's the difference between the 49th day of the Sfira and, for that matter, any night of the Sfira? In fact, the plot grows thicker because Tosis in Menachos actually advocates that you count Sfira Bein HaShemashos, when it's still light out. Aren't you cutting into the previous day?
Right, now here the rabbi says to count it at Seis HaKochavim.
Yeah, okay. No, that's the general, I'm just pointing out
that's
Tosis.
The general, yeah.
You know, Tosis advocates Bein HaShemashos because since it might be already Lila, and you want to count the entire day, you want to count as early as possible, then paradoxically you should start...
Right.
When it's still daylight out, you know, that should be undercutting the previous day.
Right, one day last week, I fell asleep during the Bein HaShemashos, and only luckily I woke up an hour later and I counted, otherwise I would have missed it, because I was like, oh, I got to wait till it's 8,
right?
Because it's so late here. Okay.
So if you take a look in the Magen Avraham here, he writes, "Beleil Shavuos ein mekadshim al hakos ad seis hakochav." So it's interesting.
This is no early Shavuos. Okay.
Right. But there is a nuance of a difference between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Excuse me. The Taz is putting the emphasis on Tfilas Arvis, whereas the Mogen Avraham is putting the emphasis on Kiddush. You know, I might want to be medayik from the Mogen Avraham that he has no objection to davening Ma'ariv early on Leil Shavuos. He's objecting to reciting Kiddush al HaKos. Although both the Taz and both the Taz and the Mogen Avraham quote the pasuk that we started with, Tmimos Tiena. And the question is there some sort of a nuance, of a difference between the formulation of the Taz and that of the Mogen Avraham? And at this point, we want to look at the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says, Ayin Taz. And then he writes, B'tshuvas Maseis Binyamin B'sofas Sefer B'orachayim Mamtinin B'kiddush Ad Alayla. So the Prima Godim, quoting the Maseis Binyamin, seems to start at least with the emphasis on Kiddush like the Mogen Avraham, but then he sort of backtracks. He says, "Umikomakom yiroeh," would seem to make sense, even though the Maseis Binyamin puts the emphasis on Kiddush, the gambi arvis mamtinin, that we should, even in the case of Arvis, we should be delaying Arvis, Kamosh Kosovat Taz. So he starts with the Taz, then goes over to the Maseis Binyamin, but then he comes back to the Taz. And then he goes on and he sort of gives us an insight as to what the mechanics is over here. What's this all about? Why are we delaying Ma'ariv on Leil Shavuos, something that we would not advocate with regard to any other Yontif? And he writes that Kamosha Kosova Tazal, he says, Dohaba Velus Vinida Yesh Omrim Imispalu Akol Arvis Kfar Aso Laila. That's a very heavy two word phrase, Aso Laila. In Cain, now he comes back to Svius Omer, he says, Habi Inon Tmimos Memtes Yom, a full 49 days. If he davens Arvis, umazkir bitfila yom hashvuos, and it's still light out, hare chaser mimem tes yom. So let's spend a minute or two trying to understand the analogy of the Prima Godim between Avelus and Nida and our discussion about Tfilas Arvis when it's still light out. In the cases of Avelus and Nida, there is an opinion that once we daven Ma'ariv, we can no longer count that day as a day of, let's say in the case of Nida, maybe that's a little easier, as a day of Zayin Nikiyim. In other words, you want to wait to count the day. Let's say she's making a hefsek tara, and it's still light out, so that should be okay under normal conditions. The problem is that here they already daven Ma'ariv. Now notice it doesn't say a word about her davening Ma'ariv. It says that the tzibur davened Ma'ariv. But that already is a problem because her hefsek tara has to be before Laila, which you and I would have said means before Tzeis HaKochavim.
Yeah.
But yet, no, it's not enough that it's before Tzeis HaKochavim. It's got to be before Laila. Now, what's the difference between Tzeis HaKochavim and Laila? Obviously, from an astronomical perspective, Tzeis HaKochavim is totally in Tzeis HaKochavim. It has nothing to do with Ma'ariv. And therefore, if you daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKochavim, it's still virtually Yom, based on astronomical calculations. But on the other hand, halachically, it might already be considered Laila because of Ma'ariv. So imagine the last day of the Omer, this is the analogy of the Prima Godim, you want to get that entire day as a day that's counted, which means it's counted as 49, not as 50, But if you've already engendered Lila by davening Ma'ariv, and you've counted, you've called this the 50th day, which is Chag HaShavuos, means you've completed already your 7 weeks, then you've cut into Tmimos because you've converted Yom into Lila.
That wouldn't be an issue for the rest of the Omer, because it's still part of the Omer. It doesn't matter if it's day 38, 39.
Well, that's a brilliant point. But I'm not sure if I agree with you, but I definitely hear what you're saying.
No, I think that's what I'm not sure either. I'm not sure. Okay.
Right. But anyway, before we get to your point, which obviously is going to be very critical, I just want to say in passing that this Asol Lila, that Ma'ariv itself, even though it's Mibod Yom, makes it into Lila, that's a gewaltige chiddush. And I can't blame the Prima Gadin for that, because it does seem to be an attractive conclusion to the halacha that Ma'ariv is mafkia the possibility of a hefsek tara. If you don't agree with the equation of the Prima Gadin that Ma'ariv equals Lila, again not astronomically but halachically, then why couldn't she make a hefsek tara after Ma'ariv? The only way of justifying such a premise is by assuming it's already Lila. If it's not Lila, let her make a Hefsek Tara.
The Hefsek Tara has to be done during the day.
During the day, and it is day.
Right.
Elo what? It's Hasol Lila. And in the same sense, you know, you might talk about the laws of Avelus, right? The common denominator between Avelus and Nida is what we call a Malos. Malos meaning a counting of days. And you want to begin the day with nightfall. Here you've already begun the day with Tfilas Arvis because I saw Lila. So let's take the following scenario. He doesn't tell you exactly, he doesn't work it out for us in terms of when it is that you have a problem with Avelus because of Ma'ariv. But let's say, for example, you have a halacha of Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. Let's say the Kvura took place at What time would Shkia be in Gibraltar around now? About 7-ish?
About 9:35.
So let's say that the burial took place at, it was completed at 9 o'clock. Correct? 9 o'clock. That would mean that it's a half hour before Shkia, and the Avelim will be misnachamim, they will receive nechama from the Shura, and that should count as one full day of Avelus. That's called Miksayom Kikula. But when do you daven Ma'ariv in Gibraltar? You daven at 9:35?
No, we daven an hour earlier, we daven at 8:35.
So if you're davening at 8:35, and the Kfura took place at 9 o'clock,
right,
then if I saw Lila, then that little piece of time from 9:30, you know, and on, you know, before it became Tzeisa Kochavim, that can no longer be considered Miktsas Hayom because it's already Lila. So at 8:30, when the Tzibur Davin Ma'ariv Lu Yitzuyer, that already engenders Lila, and so any Nichum Avelim that takes place post 8:30, that belongs to the next day. You don't have yesterday as a Miksayom Kekulo, which is Nafkamini. You're going to have to add another day of Avelos.
I understand, yeah.
He later on says, Matsinu Lemeidim Bepesach Vesukas Leil Aleph Ubishvus Leil Aleph Bekidush Mamtinin Adal Laila. He wants to suggest that this halacha, the kiddush, should be delayed until Tzeisah Kochavim applies not only to Shavuos, as we saw in the Masas Binyamin, but also to Pesach. Because in the case of Pesach, we need Lila for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's based on a Hekesh to Korban Pesach. And the first, the kickoff of Sifrit Yisrayim is the Koshel Kiddush. And furthermore, he says this halacha of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Su'uda, and the Su'uda has to be eaten at night, and therefore the Kiddush, in order to be viable, has to be recited at night. So this halacha that we delay Kiddush until Laila is applicable not just to Shavuos, but also to Pesach as well. And we might expand it to include Sukkos, because Sukkos is always equated to Pesach. So again, you're dealing with different reasons, but the final conclusion is one and the same, that Kiddush should certainly be delayed until Laila, in all three regards. Now, with regard to Shmini Atzeres, there you have another problem, because if you recite Kiddush Mibod Yom on Shmini Atzeres, you might have to recite Kiddush in the Sukkah.
All right.
That's a whole other problem.
That's a whole other problem, yeah.
Then he goes on to be Mechadish that there is one fundamental difference between Pesach and Sukkot on the one hand and Shavuos on the other hand. And he writes that Lispalel Arvis, when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot, you don't have a problem of Ein Kiddush Makom Suda by davening Ma'ariv early. That's fine. So we're only going to emphasize delaying Kiddush. But as far as Shavuos is concerned, according to the Taz, then even Arvis has to be postponed in order to make sure that the counting of the 49th day of the Omer is absolutely complete, which means Tvimos, because otherwise, if you're going to daven Ma'ariv early, you've already announced you've ushered in the 50th day because Ma'ariv makes it into Laila, and you don't have a full 24 hours counting of the 49th day, and therefore you've cut into Tvimos. And it seems to me that if you analyze this logic of the Prima Gadim, you should have a problem every night of Sfira. Because on any night, let's say tonight, I daven Ma'ariv early, then I've already made it into Laila. And if it's Laila, then can I say that the 46th day of the Omer was complete? That sphere really wasn't complete because part of the day was cut off and it belongs to the next day. So what would you say about that?
I don't know.
Maybe you could say that it's...
As you say, astrologically, you can't really change day and night. So as much as you daven Ma'ariv early, it doesn't...
It's a halachic night.
It's a halachic night. It doesn't change a day and night.
Right.
The day is still full.
Maybe the day is still full. It's only with the case of Shavuos where you're... See, if let's say you wanted to count the 47th day of the Omer while it's still light out, then you have a serious problem of Tmimos vis-a-vis the 46th day of the Omer. Because the 46th day of the Omer, in order to be Tmimos, should extend all the way to Laila. Now you daven Ma'ariv, you know, that's not such of a problem, but if you go ahead and after Ma'ariv you count Svira, that might be a problem. In any event, we have a copy of this Maseis Bin Yomin right here on the page. So let's take a look at that. And he writes, Matsasi Kosu B'Shem Mori Marash Hasheni. Okay, I guess there were two of them. Rabbeinu Shmuel Hasheni. Bilel Rishon Shalchag Hashvuos Mantinim Im HaKiddush Ad HaLaila. She'im yikadesh kodim alaylo yechaser ma'at miyom mem tesla sfira uksiv shevesh abosos tmimos tiyen. So I would present the thesis that the Maseis Bin Yomin is not willing to go as far as the Taz and the Prima Gadim, that Ma'ariv is a problem because asol laila and he's cutting it in. He's only worried about Kiddush, because Kiddush is what makes it into, you know, into Laila. And that's what you'll see in the Nachas Shiva. He says, Linyan Kiddush B'Shmini Atzeres. That's what we discussed.
The people that...
Yeah, go ahead.
Not up to the Maisi yet.
That people what?
that people would do this, that they would daven Rav a bit early so that people can get home around the time of Tzeit for the Kiddush? That they would do it a little.
Well, not necessarily for Kiddush, but either because they want to add to the day of Yom Tov, or because, you know, it's dangerous to walk in the streets at night.
Right.
So he says, "Lin Kiddush b'shmini atzeres yesh lahamtid al laila d'shem Allah v'laylachar arvis." And it's interesting that that this statement of the Nachash Shiva doesn't seem to be, you know, it doesn't seem like the hatchet is falling specifically on Shmini Atzeres. The way he formulates it, this should be a problem in general, that we should wait till Vaday Laila for Kiddush, because if it's not Laila, then why are you making Kiddush? Shem Alavi Laila Yachar Arvis, if it's still light out.
There are. That's why there are people that don't bring in early Shabbos any day,
right?
Any week, right? In Israel, you can manage, but there are a lot of people that do early Shabbos.
And the question is, do they make Kiddush mibod yom? That's going to be a gigantic issue. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchus says make it. A lot of people rely on him, but there's plenty of room to be machmir and to say that Kiddush requires Vaday Laila, and against the Prima Gadim that Kiddush itself cannot create Laila. Not even Arvis could create Laila. So getting back to this page, let's just see the summary. He has a very good summary of this. He writes that the Taz requires that we delay Ma'ariv on Leil HaShavuos Mishum Tmimos. He says that this is also quoted in the Mishnah Brura. In Tov Tzadi Dalet, he writes, Ma'achil Nispal Arvis B'Knisas Shvuos Ad Seisach Hakom Kedei Shiyu Yemei Asfira Mem Tes Yom Tmimos. The Magen Avraham says, Ein Mekadshin Alakos. And we find that also in the Maaseis Binyamin and in the Nachla Shiva. We'll also see it in the Shalah, which is on the bottom of page 1. And he writes, Shalo Lasos Kiddush B'leil Rishon Shel Chag HaShavuos Ad Seisach Kochom. So, as a, you know, the Taz is on one side, and all the other Achronim on the other side. The Taz puts the emphasis on delaying Ma'ariv, whereas all the other poskim from the Magen Avraham, the Maaseis Binyamin, all the way down to the Shalah, they put the emphasis on Kiddush. Tefila Mibod Yom on Leil Shavuos is fine, and the question is going to be, what's the difference between Kiddush and Ma'ariv?
Right.
So for that, we want to turn to the Birchas Kohen of Rav Shmuel Deutsch, which is on page 4. And that you'll see on the bottom of your page. He says, after quoting the Magen Avraham in the first paragraph and the Maaseis Binyamin in the second paragraph, that it's all an issue revolving Kiddush. And he says, because in Kiddush, he's Makabel al Atzmo Atzmus Hayom. Now that's a very interesting phrase. He seems to be implying that whereas Ma'ariv is Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov in this case, but it's not, you're not being Makabel the Atzmus Hayom. When are you mekabel the atzmus hayom, which is some sort of philosophical term, the essence of the day? That's only with Kiddush. But he's not happy with this, because the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chav Zayin records that the minig of Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos be Erev Shabbos, so Rav did the early Shabbos, as we call it, and the Gemara then vacillates back and forth. Did Rav recite Kiddush Alakos, or did he not recite Kiddush Alakos? And the Gemara's final conclusion is V'omer Kiddush Alakos. So it means there's no difference between Arvis and Kiddush. They're all the same. And if you're davening Ma'ariv early, you can make Kiddush early. So why is it that the Maaseis Binyamin and all those who follow in his footsteps make no distinction? I'm sorry. They assume a distinction between Kiddush and Tefillah. So in the paragraph that starts V'ulai, he suggests one approach. I'm not sure that he's going to be happy with this approach. He says, Trei dinim him. Now he's using a brisket terminology. Tzvei dinim. He says, Tfila efshal ispalel afshadayin lo higia ha-shabbis. It's logical to assume that you could daven a tefillah Shabbos when it's still light out. But with regard to Kiddush, it's another din. She'efshal lasos hainu midin tosefes Shabbos she'yochel kabbalas atzmo es itzumo shel yom al yidei Kiddush. So if I understand correctly, this brisker insight that's quoted here in the Birchas Kohen to explain the language of the Maaseh Ben Yomin about Kiddush and Atzmus Hayom, he's differentiating between two dinim. There's one din of Iser Malacha, which is engendered by Kabbalah Shabbos, Tosefah Shabbos, and I could add the, you know, Menachol Ala Kodesh, and then there's another din of what he calls Atzmuso Shel Yom HaShabbos, which is goes way beyond just the Iser Malacha. That converts the Yom into Shabbos with all its Kedusha. So take, for example, the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush requires Atzmuso Shel Yom. I mean, obviously you're declaring the day as a Yom Mekudosh. It could very well be that's impossible if Ma'ariv was recited Mibod Yom and it's still light out, because the Ma'ariv only established a Kedusha Sayom L'Yin Iser Malacha. You need the Atzmuso Shel Yom to recite Kiddush. That hasn't come yet. That's only going to be coming delayed down the line when it's Lila. So that seems to be the difference between Tefillah as a Kabbalah Shabbos L'Yin Iser Malacha as opposed to Kiddush, which means the Atzmuso Shel Yom. And now in Os Beis on the bottom, he comes back to our case of Shvuos and the issue of Tmimos. He says that the Magen Avraham holds Dim im yikabel atzmo Shvuos yechaser bedin Tmimos, by accepting upon himself Shvuos, which is Kabbalah Tosefes Yontif, he's going to be undermining or cutting into the din of Tmimos. Yesh levarer ma'o hezber hazeh. He wants to know what dimension of his Kabbalah Shabbos or Tosefes Yontiv, what dimension is undermining Tmimos. Ato ayidei sheyikabel shvuos mibod yom nechzar chelik me'ayom hakodem. Are we missing part of the previous day? V'nira pashut she'ikar kavanosam hi shabatori nemar lispar memtes yom v'yakach lasos ischag ha'shvuos u'lekach kol she'oso so b'toch yimei ha'sfira ein zez mano kemen shadayin yeshalov shem yimei sfira sa'om. He says something very strange and very radical, if you ask me. He's saying, Did you catch his language?
No. I mean, I hear it, but I didn't catch the difference.
You have to see it inside, right? I guess, probably. He writes, Iker kavanosim hi shabatori nemar lispar mem yom v'achar kach lasos chag ha-shvuos. Notice, you cannot observe chag ha-shvuos and fulfill its mitzvahs unless you've completed the sphere of mem tes yom. Because the Torah...
That we do already on the night before. We've counted the last... We've counted the last night already on Friday night.
Right, but that day is a day of Sfira, and you can only start Shavuos after the day of Sfira has completed itself. If you start Shavuos when it's still light out, then you're observing Shavuos during the 49th day of the Omer. And the Torah says that you can only observe Shavuos after the 49th day is complete, is terminated.
Right.
It's called Oso Sobitokime Asfira Ein Zez Mano. He's worried not about cutting into the cube of Tmimos. He drops the ball on that issue. He's interested in whether or not it's premature to observe Shavuos and fulfill its mitzvahs.
Again, that would be any Yom Tov or Shabbos taking it in early.
What, on a regular Friday night?
Yeah, why would that be okay, according to him? It's not... I'll be
no, because then you can accept the Kedusha Yom on Friday afternoon, Mibojom. But you can't do that in Shavuos, because the Torah tells you that Shavuos has to be after the culmination of the 49th day.
Right, okay. Okay.
It's a fascinating chiddush here of the Binyan Shlomo, if I understood him correctly. It's as if basically when you observe Shavuos with Ma'ariv and with Kiddush, you're already declaring this is the 50th day. You know, I hate to quote the Christians here, but they got one thing right. You know, the Christian word for Shavuos, do you know?
Pentecost,
which means the 50th.
Yeah.
And it's the only time they got anything right, the Christians. But that's really what Shavuos is. It's the 50th day. And if you're going to observe Shavuos and be Mekadesh as Shavuos on the 49th day, then it's premature. Has nothing to do with cutting into the Sphira and undermining, you know, the mitzvah of Sphira Omer. That's the way I always understood it. No, the Torah is telling you to be most Tienu. Let's go back to the pasuk that we started with. Right, the Torah says, Ukrosem, that's pasuk Chafal, Ukrosem the etzem ayom azeh, Mikra Kodesh, etc., etc. That's Chag HaShavuos. So Chag HaShavuos, etzem ayom azeh, it means on the 50th day, after you've completed counting 49 days, Tisru Chamishim Yom. But if you haven't counted all 49 days, because in the 49th day itself, you are making it into Shavuos, well, it's premature. There's no way that the 49th day can be Shavuos, because the Torah itself says that Shavuos is the 50th day. So let's take a look at this. He writes...
So according to this, you couldn't daven Ma'ariv early either.
Right.
To this opinion.
That's what it would seem. Because davening Ma'ariv is a kiyum in the Yom of Shavuos, but it's premature now. You jumped a gun. And then he writes... that if you accept this approach, and there's no difference between the Ma'ariv issue and the Kiddush issue, he says, Yesh L'tmoa, because if you look in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, it's explicit in Rosh Hashanah, that the mitzvah is Lahosif Me'achol Ala Kodesh, what we call Tosefta Shabbos Tosefta Yontif, Shei Mitzvah Doraisa. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah now. And this is the Gemara on Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara says...
Is it on one of these pages or not?
Yeah, it's page 2. It looks like this.
Okay.
And he says...
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
He says that... What does the Torah mean when it says Ve'inisem es nafshos seichem b'tisha on the 9th? We know that the mitzvah of Inui and Yom Kippur starts with the 10th. And he says Melamed shemosifim michol al kodesh, that even the 9th could be considered the 10th through Tosefes Yom HaKippur. The Gemara goes on to ask, how do we know Shabbos? How do we know Yontif? This is the halacha of Tosefes. So now Tosefes Yontif is a mitzvah d'oraisa, because it's derived from the pasuk B'tisha Be'erev. If that be the case, how can you tell me that you're not allowed to be mekayim that mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes Yontif? The Torah itself is telling you to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Yontif. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And by the way, this mitzvah d'oraisa is quoted by the Mechaber in Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, which is on the bottom left of your page 2. He writes, Shetzarech lahosif michol al hakodesh. Then he goes and he quotes the Rif and the Rosh. And he says, Elavadai zmano shel tosefes haynu mitchilas hashkiyah. Now I'm trying to figure out, where does the Beis Yosef say explicitly that this mitzvah of Lahosif is a mitzvah d'oraisa? Alright, so we'll have to come back to that a little bit later, but he quotes the Beis Yosef as support for what we understood in Rosh Hashanah, that Tosefes Yontif is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And now we have a tshuva, the Binyan Shlomo. That's also on page 4. Now keep in mind that the Binyan Shlomo...
That's on page what?
Page 4, the Binyan Shlomo. He was, you know, other than the Vilna Gaon, of course, he was the Gaon of Vilna. And he was the head of the Beis Din at the time of the Gaon in the same city of Vilna. Anyway, what does he write in Binyan Shlomo? He says, how could it be that the din of Tmimos should undermine a kiyum mitzvah saseh min haTorah, kiyum mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, lahosif michol al hakodesh?
Interesting. Wait.
Now, where is this lashon? He says, again, it's a long piece. I'm just trying to see if we can isolate the, pinpoint the main punchline. I know I saw it. Just, okay, I'm not finding it right this second, but I don't want to waste that time because we don't have that much time left. So the Binyan Shlomo doesn't understand, as the Birchas, as the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, how can you take a mitzvah d'oraisa of Lahosif Michol HaKodesh and completely suspend it in the case of Chag HaShavuos? And he writes, Madua Misha Makabal Tosefes Yontif Netshav Kimachasa Misvirus Memtes Yom Hare Beregesh Makabal Es Hayontif Nigmar Yom Memtes. Wow, that's pretty sharp. He's saying that if Tosefes Yontif brings in the next day, if that's what the Torah is teaching us, if that's what's inherent in the mitzvah of Tosefes, then why is he missing anything in the Svirus Memtes? He's already into the 50th day. You follow what he's saying? He's saying the Ma'ariv and the Kiddush itself brings in the day of...
He's finished the day.
So why is that called a Chisard in Tmimus? Okay, so we'll come back to this in a few minutes.
It's not so simple right now. Maybe you can, maybe you can't.
Right. So let's go back to the Pasuk, Ukrosem B'etzem Ayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. That was the pasuk that we started with. He says, the Emek Davar is going to ask a question. That's an Itziv. Tzarech Bir, Madua Dafka B'chag HaShavuos, Hudgash Din Mikra Kodesh, and B'etzem Ayom. Why is this found, this whole emphasis on Mikra Kodesh, appears in the parasha of Shavuos? And B'etzem Ayom, B'etzem Ayom. And then Itziv wants to suggest in the Emek Davar, which is on page 3, and it's towards the top of the page, the second source, he writes, Ukrosem B'etzem Ayom Hazeh, Kfar Bi'anu Di Etzem Bo L'dayek Oyom Olayla. And he says, Ba lemeute tosefes. By telling us Be'etzem Ayom, you have to wait till Laila, the Torah is removing the normal general mitzvah of tosefes. And he says, Ba lamdenu shelo lasos mikra kodesh el b'laila v'lo mivod yom. Why does the Torah emphasize Be'etzem Ayom hazeh? And he says, to teach us that although we have the power of engendering Mikra Kodesh to our Tosefes, but nevertheless we should abstain from doing so. Elo b'layla v'lo mibo yom. He writes, Umikad, this is the basis, Nagu Yisrael shalol l'spal b'arvis mibo yom. And why is that so? Because the Torah is telling us in not so many words that we should not make a Mikra Kodesh until it's Laila. And that's called Etzem Ayom Azeh. So according to the Netziv, the word Etzem is referring to Laila. And the Torah is commanding us to establish Chag HaShavuos on the day itself. Not at night, but on the day. The Hamikdavar certainly justifies the minhag that we shouldn't daven Ma'ariv too early.
Okay, but he doesn't say it's halacha, he says it's a minhag.
Right. He says, V'lo k'mo sh'kosim ha'ogin Avram atam mishum d'ksiv t'mimos. The Ogin Avram is basing everything on t'mimos. Here we're basing it on something else entirely, on the Etzem Ayom Azeh. Alright. So Bekitzer, it comes out that not only the Birchas Kohen, but the Netziv, they're all of the opinion that this issue about davening Ma'ariv early is not a reflection of the requirement or a possible deficiency in Tmimos, but rather, it's a problem because the Torah says "Vietzem Ayom Azeh," or alternatively, the fact that this is called in the Torah's language the 50th day. Now he writes the following question. He says, "Im kidivrayim, if they would be correct that the issue here is merely an issue of tmimos." He says, "Madua ain makpidin bechol laila bimei sfira." Your kasha from the beginning, every night of sfira, if you count mibod yom, you're upsetting the din of tmimos vis-a-vis that day, that preceding day, and therefore the Netziv suggests it's not an issue of tmimos, but rather the Torah itself got, you know, replaced or nulled and voided the din, the mitzvah of Tosefes Chag HaShavuos. And the reason, and where do we find that? In the words, Bietzem Ayom Azeh. Bietzem Ayom is bedafka, meaning don't add to the day. It's Bietzem Ayom. That's when you observe Chag HaShavuos. And Bietzem Ayom will therefore refer to Laila, so that we get Chag HaShavuos on in its right, in its proper time. Facts on the ground. He says the following. He says that he doesn't understand how is it possible Heich nitan lilmod drushos me'apsukim lelo makar b'divrei chazal. He says, I don't understand how this the Netziv can take this pasuk bi'etzem ayom azeh and derive halachic conclusions from ke'ilu a drasha in the pasuk when this drasha doesn't appear anywhere in Chazal. You know, can the Netziv create his own drashas? Let me read to you his language. He says, L'chora me'agmar b'yuma lo mashma kidvarov. And he writes, U'v'pashas advarim be'etzem shekosu b'shvuz misparish rak me'onesh v'yashor nismayt v'lo mitosefes. The word be'etzem means that you're not going to incur a violation of Molacha d'oraisa during the period of time of Tosefes. That's be'etzem. Then you have to wait for Laila and Vare Laila. And that's the way we understand the Etzem Hayom Hazeh according to the Sugyan Yuma. Now the Netziv is adding a whole new twist to what B'etzem Hayom Hazeh means, requiring that we cannot observe Shavuos until Laila Dafka, and we can't add to Shavuos, and this is coming to be Mafkia, the general mitzvah of Tosefes.
So not everyone's thrilled with his drasha.
Yeah, not everyone's so satisfied with his drasha, and they point to the Ramban. The Ramban is on the top of your page 3, and he writes, Guf hayom hu kadosh v'yosef asis melacha v'eino toli v'omer v'lo b'karbonos. That if you had a havamina, says the Ramban, that Chag HaShavuos depends upon the Omer, and if in our time we don't have the Omer, and therefore we don't have Chag HaShavuos, which, by the way, most Rishonim hold that in our time we don't have a mitzvah Sviras HaOmer at all, Doraisa, because we don't have the Omer. So let's just take it one logical step further and say, well, we shouldn't have Shavuos, because Shavuos itself is a culmination of the Omer, but we don't have the Omer. So that's why the Pasuk says, according to Ramban, V'etzem Hayom. So the Ramban is also, in a sense, guilty of creating a drasha, which we don't have in Chazal. But let's give the Ramban that license to do so. I don't know if we're going to take that all the way up to, all the way down to the Netziv. But on page 4, we have the Binyan Sion. Oh, I don't see it actually on page 4. What I do find on page 4 is the Binyan Shlomo. And we mentioned before that the Binyan Shlomo was the genius in Vilna, and he writes that we should learn from the pasuk Ukrosem that's written in Chag HaShavuos. Let's see if we can find the word Ukrosem here, the same pasuk, right? Pasuk Chafal says Ukrosem b'etzem hayom hazeh mikra kodesh. What does the word Ukrosem teach you? Hamikra Tzarech Lios b'etzem hayom v'lo b'tosefes. Mikra meaning to call the day Shavuos. And that should be b'etzem hayom. In any event, it's getting back to Netziv's question, every night of the Sfira, we should be careful about not davening too early because we're cutting into Tmimos. And on that, we have a shtickle Torah from the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron on page 5. And that is the Kovetz Kol Torah. And Rabbi David Cohen, who was the Masada Kedusha for my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my daughter Henu married David Flag, a Talmud of Rabbi David Cohen. So he says that there's a Shalah that we should pay attention to. Now, we touched on the Shalah at the very beginning of our discussion today on page 1, and the Shalah on the bottom of page 1 mentioned Lo Lasos Kiddush V'lecho B'Lel Rishon Chag HaShavuos Ad Tzeisa Kochov V'Atam Etnei HaSfira Tichsiv Sheva Shabbos Tmiyos Tiyena U'Kishiyesh Sfira Eino Shavuos V'nimtza She'enam Tmimos. And he writes, De Etzem Tokfo Uzmano Shol Chag HaShavuos Shu Yom Chamishim L'Sfira. He says the Etzem of the Kedushas Hayom HaShavuos is that it's the 50th day of the Sfira. That's why the Magen Avraham tells us, and of course we saw in the Taz, She'en LaHakdim L'Kabal Chag HaShavuos Mibojom Mishum Chisar and Tmimos Kemi Shetzar Chag HaShavuos Lavo Li'achar Sfiras Chamishim Yom V'achreim Bo Chag HaShavuos V'kemi Shemakdim L'Kabal HaChag Mibojom Nechseru Yimei HaSfira. So Baruch Shekivanti, right, we had this in mind. V'lo Avur Chamishim Yom Tmimim Shel Sfira. He says that if he was Magdim to accept the Chag Mibojom, then he is cutting into the Yemei HaSvira, and you don't have the, I guess you call it the passage of 50 days of Tmimos, of 50 complete days of Sviros. So again, the Chisaron in Tmimos here is not because he didn't count 50 days, right? But because he lo hayil chagashvus memtes yomim sfurim. Chagashvus does not have 49 fully counted days, because mitocham, somewhere within the framework, cutting into the 49 days, he has the chag. So I think that Reb David Cohen is very much along the line of what we were suggesting before, namely that Chagashvus has to come after the sphere of 50 days. Once he was marked into Mekabel Chagashvus earlier, then we don't really have the full 50 days, what we call the sphere of the Omer. V'lo avur chamishim yom tmimim shel sphere. So it's not a result of tmimus, but it's a result of the fact that through Chagashvus, in the end of the 49th day, we have undermined the status of Chagashvus as the 50th day. And the Torah says that you should not be mekabel shvuos early, because then what you're going to end up with is that you don't have a sphere of 50 days. You have to count the 50th day. Again, I'm not going to count the 50th day saying Hayom Chamishim Yom LaOmer, but I'm going to count it as Chagashvuos. And when I Yom HaShvuos HaZeh, that itself is an act of counting the 50th day.
The most of the Rishonim Acharonim we've learned today, right, you seem to be against it.
Right.
And he, Marif early, and then the Kiddush at home, they're not so thrilled with that either. I mean,
they're not too thrilled with that. And again, there are two ways of going here. Either because it cuts into the Sfira, or because you're not ready for Shavuos, it's not yet the 50th day. That seems to be the basic two approaches here.
Right, so that's what we follow Yom Gibraltar. So Marif will be at 10:15, and people will go home and have their meal at 10:45. But you're dealing with a community that's being up all night anyway, so...
Oh, I see. They're knowing that mimic, the whole community. It's very...
What would I do for my own... Yeah, most people would stay up all night. But right. What do I do for my little kids? And, you know, we can have Shalosh Shunas at 8 o'clock, but to have the dinner at 10:45, there's a chiv to have Kiddush and a motzi, right? For women as well. And right. Children, correct?
That is true.
Okay.
The women, the children, I don't know, it depends on their age, or the age of Tina.
Not the children, but the women. My right. Wife is here, my mother.
The women.
Okay.
Right. Obviously, according to Reb David Cohen, the issue of every single night of the Sfira davening Ma'ariv early and cutting into the Sfira of the day before is not an issue. That's not a question at all. It's only an issue of Shavuos, because Tzarech Chag HaShavuos Lavo Li'achar Sfiras Chamishim Yom. The Chasam Sofer in his Pirush al Torah is mechadish another additional nuance here to the pasuk of Tmimos Tiena. And he says that, what does it mean, Tmimos? That kiyum of Tmimos can only be fulfilled when Chag HaShavuos is Chal on Motzei Shabbos. Because then he says, when he's choser, when he's chiser, me'atmimos b'tchilas ha'sfira, mashlim b'sof ha'sfira, k'shma'achrim lotzeis min ha'shabbos shel yom ha'memtes. This Chasam Sofer is good news for us this year, when Shavuos is on Motzei Shabbos, because what's going to happen is that, according to Chasam Sofer, we're Tmimos Tiyanos, meaning we're going to add to the 49th day of the Omer in order to make up for what we lost at the beginning on the first night of the Omer, right? Because since it was Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, we had to keep and we had to extend Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach a little bit, and therefore we cut into the first day of Sfira. So that which was missing at the beginning of Sfira, it's like bookends, we're going to make up at the end of the Sfira by extending the 49th day beyond. And that's called Tmimos. I mean, you don't have to limit it, Lechora, to Motzei Shabbos, but certainly in the case of Motzei Shabbos, as we said before, there might be more of an inclination to want to keep, you know, delay Tosefes Shavuos and enjoy the Shabbos. Now, there are Rishonim who don't seem to accept this whole business, and that's the Russian Psach. He writes, "Afagav de b'shabosos who b'shayom and tov yochel osim menachol hakodesh v'lechol kodesh shetechshach." If you look in the Karban Asanel, he points out, "Mikan raya de loka magen avram de b'leil shvus ein mekachim de magen avram shite ein mekach shal yain ad." In other words, the Karban Asanel understood that to be mosif minachol al hakodesh b'shavuos and to be mispal before shkia as any other yontif, tosef shabbos, tosef yontif, that's not a chisorin in tmimos, and he's mekayim the mitzvah of svira b'tmimos tiyena, even though he accepted upon himself tosef yontif before shkia. So in other words, the way the Karban Asanel understands it, it's not the way the Taz and the Magen Avraham understood it. And also, I just want to point out to you, it's not just the Karban Asanel, it's not just one lone soldier, but Vegam Hayavitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Sefer Beis Yaakov writes, Yesh Omrim Shema'achrim L'spalat Chashecha V'hu Digduk Kolush Mechudosh Me'achronim. Umisha Magdim Lispal Bashir Shemosifa Michola Kodesha raises Zoriz Viniskar Bikir Mitzvah Umiskaim Ze Vize Biyodo. So we see here also in the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden that if you want to be Magdim and you want to Dav Mayav early, you want to be Mosim Michola Kodesh, that's called a Zoriz Viniskar Bikir Mitzvah. And he writes, "Mikomakom v'ochem ispalon kfar hu laila ve'ikak peido leman dechayishle hu shelo lechol kodem alayla." I think what he's saying is that Tosefes is good and it's always laudable and it's a meritorious and he'll get schar for it and he calls him a Zoriz Viniskar, but the problem is eating Mipochom. I guess he's saying that you shouldn't eat your Suda too early because Tosefes Shabbos is not enough to incur, to generate a Kiyum of Suda Shabbos, or in this case, Suda Siyantif. But in any event, we see, and there are other tshuvas here that we have that we don't have time for now, that the opinion of the Taz is not necessarily universally accepted. That there were Rishonim who disagree with this approach and assume that the mitzvah Tosefes Yontif applies to Shavuos as it does to any other Shabbos or Yontif. This whole sugya should be analyzed within the framework of the two definitions of Tosefes Yontif. Whether he can take chol and make it into kodesh, mamish, and it becomes Shabbos, it becomes yontif l'chol adinim, or it's only partial, it's only a din in Isur Malacha, but it doesn't mean that you have the ability to convert a day of chol into a day of kodesh. And this has to be taken under advisement, because when we say that you shouldn't, according to Taz, daven early Ma'ariv on Shavuos night, Mipojom, then what we're really saying in effect is Tosefes changes the Etzem Ayom. It really creates a whole Kedusha, Kedusha Ayom. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. There's still more to discuss. I'm not saying we finished the entire topic, especially this piece from Rav David Cohen. We should probably re-examine that. And also the point of the Nachas Shiva Shabbatfilas Arvis Bilvad Lonis Kaddish Hayom El Yesh Kanto Sefes Linyan Isra Malacha Bilvad. So we see already a breakthrough here in the Nachas Shiva to differentiate between two dimensions of Shabbos or of Yontif. One is Linyan Isra Malacha, and the other is the Etzem Kiddush Sayom, to convert the day into the holy day that it's meant to be. All right, stop here.